It's a beautiful day. Today we're going to learn about teamwork with Sheriff Coleman and Bun Bun Out West by Coleman Y.
My name is Coleman. I'm 9 years old and I live in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The name of my story is Sheriff Coleman and Bun Bun Out West. In the old west town of El Dorado Canyon, there lived a brave sheriff named Coleman and his trusty partner Rabbit Bun Bun. They worked together to keep El Dorado Canyon safe from the bad guys. Some bad guys tried to take over the town, some tried to rob the town bank, and some tried to steal horses. But brave Coleman and Bun Bun stopped them every time. Every day, Sheriff Coleman would ride his horse around town to keep an eye on things. Bun Bun would sit in the saddlebag and make sure they weren't being followed by bad guys. If they came across some bad guys, Sheriff Coleman would chase them down on his horse and Bun Bun would lasso them. Then they would take them to jail. One day, all the bad guys in the town jail came up with a plan to put an end to the sheriff and his partner once and for all. Somehow, they got dynamite and used it to break out of jail. The explosion knocked out the side wall and they were free. The bad guys ran all over town and scared the citizens of El Dorado Canyon away. Sheriff Coleman and Bun Bun heard the explosion and the screaming citizens. So they ran outside to see what was going on. The group of bad guys saw the sheriff and his partner and ran straight in their direction. They quickly ran to the stable to get their horse and lasso and rode off to get help from the citizens. The citizens knew they had to do something or their town would be destroyed. They got all the ropes in town and tied them into a giant lasso. Then the citizens, Sheriff Coleman and Bun Bun ran at the bad guys from all directions. They tied them to a tree with their giant lasso. Now the bad guys realized that the citizens were not afraid of them anymore. So they promised to leave and never come back. El Dorado Canyon was saved by the bravery of the citizens, Sheriff Coleman and his trusty partner Rabbit Bun Bun. The end.
In the old west town of El Dorado Canyon, Sheriff Coleman was the sheriff around, and me, Bun Bun, his trusted companion. When robbers tried to rob the place, we would saddle up and give chase. Sheriff on his horse, and me in the saddle back, of course. Sheriff caught them every time, and I throw my lasso around them. In jail they would pay for their crime. It was the perfect justice system. Then on one fateful day, they tried to get away. They got dynamite and blew open the jail overnight. Then they ran amok. Townspeople made a giant lasso and struck. The robbers were caught, promised never to come back distraught. Hey Sheriff, did I do okay? Was that good?
Yeah. Let's play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story. The school field day was this afternoon, and the students from we're getting ready for the tug-of-war contest. In room, Sam was telling everyone that his class was the class and they were going to win. This made Carrie so, because she was from room, and the kids in her class were not good at tug-of-war and would rather play. It was recess time, and the teams were called to the playground. Carrie's class wore shirts, and Sam's class wore. It was time for the game, and Sam was yelling at his team, "You better win!" This made his team feel. The teacher blew the and the tug-of-war game was underway. He kept yelling words at his team. Carrie, on the other hand, continued to encourage her team, and together they and yelled, "Pull!" Slowly but surely, the flag moved closer and closer to Carrie's team. With one last tug, Carrie's team pulled the flag over the finish line. The class had won. They all shouted. By working together, they pulled Sam and his class over the finish line. The teacher awarded Carrie and her class a golden for their victory. Carrie will always remember the day she showed Sam how to be a teammate and a friend.
Listening to this episode of It's a Beautiful Day. Remember to check out our website at www.wqed.org/education/writerscontest to download the stories from today's podcast and view additional resources from the WQED Writers Contest.